This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Today, the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to take an historic vote to impeach President Donald Trump. Ahead of the vote, the AP's Tim McGuire reports several anti-Trump impeachment rallies were held around the country on Tuesday evening.
Some 600 demonstrations from coast to coast, as far north as Alaska, as far south as Florida, were held Tuesday night ahead of Wednesday's House impeachment vote.
This is what democracy looks like.
In New York's Times Square, actor and comic writer Tim Harrod says President Trump has to go.
We've got an unqualified foreign stooge in the White House.
While the demonstrators were passionate in their demands, some were also disappointed that the rallies didn't draw as many people as other rallies for other issues in the past. Recent public opinion polls show the country just about evenly divided over whether to remove Trump from office. I'm Tim McGuire.
The impeachment vote is expected Wednesday evening. Around the same time, Trump is scheduled to be speaking at a campaign rally in the state of Michigan. Thousands of protesters and police clashed in New Delhi, India, over a new law that makes it easier for non-Muslims from neighboring countries to gain citizenship. Joe Davies has more.
The sound of gunfire and the sight and smell of tear gas hung in the air of New Delhi on Tuesday. Damaged cars, roads strewn with debris, thousands in the streets. It's now been a week of protest over the controversial new law that expedites citizenship for certain religions, including Christians and Hindus, but not Muslims. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government says the measure is designed to protect religious minorities from persecution in neighbouring Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan. But critics say the fact that Muslims are excluded weakens India's secular foundation.
That was Joe Davies reporting. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of public sector workers protesting across France Tuesday, President Emmanuel Macron's plans to overhaul the national pension system. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Demonstrators in France have poured onto the streets in a redoubled effort to get President Emmanuel Macron's government to ditch a planned pension reform by Christmas. Tear gas was fired at protesters in Nantes, and in Paris, even the Eiffel Tower was closed. Transport was crippled as metro lines halted and schools were also shut. Trade unions called for the mobilisation in a bid to regain momentum after rolling strikes began to tail off in recent days. Thousands of rail workers, nurses, teachers and public service employees marched. The unions and Macron are each hoping to push the other to back down over the festive period, with the prospect that strikes over the holiday would alienate an increasingly frustrated public.
That was Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Pope Francis announced sweeping changes to the way the Roman Catholic Church deals with cases of sexual abuse of minors. We'll get more on that story from Walter Ratliff.
Pope Francis has abolished the use of the Vatican's highest level of secrecy in clergy sexual abuse cases. Victims and their advocates say the move to get rid of the pontifical secrecy rule was long overdue, but they caution that proof of its effectiveness would come when the Catholic hierarchy is forced to respond to inquiries, grand jury subpoenas, and prosecutors who want all internal documentation about abusers. Francis had faced criticism that the high level of confidentiality on abuse cases has been used to protect pedophiles, silence victims, and keep law enforcement from investigating. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A new survey shows 1 in 5 high school students vaped marijuana in the past year, surpassing nicotine vaping. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
A whopping 1 in 5 high school students vape marijuana in the past year, and its popularity has been booming faster than nicotine vaping. The University of Michigan survey was sponsored by the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Dr. Wilson Compton is their deputy director.
Putting chemicals directly into your lungs is dangerous for lung health and may have long-term consequences on brain development and other really significant health concerns.
And while marijuana vaping use was up, there was some good news in the survey about teen opioid use.
The message around the dangers and the reduced overall prescribing by physicians has led to marked reductions in use of Vicodin, OxyContin, and the other prescription opioids.
Survey results have been published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm Shelley Adler.
And from here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.